for her workshop. So that you can see the flyers.
It's online or on the phone?
It's a telesheet work. And so this...
On phone.
This year, the way it works is an hour recorded every week that you can listen to whenever you want, and every other week, an hour and a half interactive. And it's just whenever she, you know, plans it. So you can either, and you can listen to that recorded too if you want, or you can participate. So, and it's $4.90 for the year, $4.50 if you join with a friend. So, yeah, for the year. Yes, $490 for the year. So that's for all the sessions for the 6 months, and then priority access to her. So I don't want to. I have a few other things I want to say. So it's interesting. You can ask me that later. I also spoke to Rabbi Avi Furtick, who wrote Bridging the Gap, which is a book I personally am in love with. And I've taught that it's a Musar Sefer. The gap that's being bridged is from the Musar Greats till today. It's a beautifully written book. It's definitely a Sefer, but it's definitely accessible. I teach it in a Chabura. I did speak to him. You can't get the book anymore. If you beg him and call him on his phone, he may sell you one. But meanwhile, he did say that he would do a chabura for a very low cost for women who want to learn Aleh Shor. Yes, it's not written for women. However, he knows how to teach it to women, and it turns out all the seminary girls want to learn that, and he has experience. He'll do it for us. So whoever wants to learn Aleh Shor with a Talmud of Reb Wolbe, give me a call, and we're going to set it up at Ezrat Hashem. That will be a teleshiur also. He lives in Israel. His name is Rabbi Avi Furtick. The next thing is, I just want to create a speakers network. Anybody here who speaks, but also I want everybody here, and I'll email you this on the list, but I don't think people understood what I want. Everybody knows that pediatrician, that doctor, that professional woman who's good at speaking. I want those women too on our speakers list, so that when somebody's making a conference or somebody needs somebody from Maimonides, we know who speaks well. So everybody needs to contribute to this list so that it will work. Did it just turn off or what? Okay, it's red. Whatever. Okay. I'm holding it down. Anyway, I want everybody to think, who in their community is a good speaker and who can you add onto this list? I'll contact them or you can contact them and then send me their information. I'll send you out a reminder, but I just want you to know what I'm talking about. Anybody who speaks well, it doesn't have to be a professional speaker, but somebody that we can use, whether it's locally in our circles or somebody who's willing to fly, but we need a network of good female speakers. Let's see, a recipe book, if you're doing such a thing, is a great way to collect your own personal recipes in that book, so you shouldn't be lazy to contribute recipes if somebody asks you for it, because it's a great way to put your favorites into one book. Oh, and I just wanted to mention in terms of Orchot Tzadikim, we're teaching something like that. So I personally use the terminology for something like that that I know is over my head. I came up with this when I taught Tomer Devorah and realized I was in way over my head, especially when the second half of the book started. Guided exploration. I am leading a guided exploration through this text. I'm not teaching it. It is a guided exploration. So that's my phrase. And finally, for right now, I just finished a book with my mother, written for parents of Baalei Tshuva, The Care and Feeding of Your New Baal Tshuva, or How to Be in a Relationship with Your Baal Tshuva Child. I need a good title. So I'm asking you all, if a good title falls into your head, please let me know. And anybody who wants to see the book electronically, I will send it to you. You can read it, you can share it, but I would like to get it published right now. I'm collecting haskamas and comments, and I need a title. So please, anybody who can think of a great title for a book written by a mother-daughter team where they figured out how to live together as a frum daughter and a mother who loves her and supports her without taking on the frum program, but they have a great relationship, this is the book that can show you how to do that. Wow. So that's it.
Are you going to come? Okay, I know where. It's not on.
Flyers for Inatora.
It's not on. It's not working. So it's not working, so just talk.
Okay, first of all, thank you all for coming. It was so special to meet all of you, and we hope that you had a great time. It's also very humbling to be speaking in front of such a crowd. I was urged to come and just talk a little bit about the programs that we do here, which, as I'm sure you've seen from some of our our leadership, like Rabbi Muller, Mr. Torgo, those are really like our visions, and they move us forward, and we just run along after them. Their lunch and learns really do attract hundreds of people weekly. They're not inflating the numbers. They really are there. And I guess my role with regards to those lunch and learns is preparing them, making sure that they're organized. It's a lot of the recruiting, the marketing, the retention, just meeting people. Like I said, I mentioned a small anecdote, making sure that the people that passed away get taken off of your database and you're not making personal phone calls to their families and inviting them to classes. Those things are critical and they make such a difference in making sure that you keep the same numbers and the buzz is still there. We also, just effective marketing. We're always looking for new ways, paperless ways, taking advantage of technologies, being on top of what's catchy and what's not. Simple things like pens that you think are so overused and overdone, they get taken home from classes, so it's worth the investment to spend money on things like that. Having relationships with caterers and making sure that you've tasted the food before you serve it, and making sure that they understand that tables have to be skirted before events. And, just like so many of you said, it's crossing the T's and dotting the I's. There are so many details that go into it. That's basically what I do here, and I'm happy to meet with any of you, one-on-one, or if you ever want to call me just to discuss things, if you see maybe you're not having, if you're coming up to a certain, a bump in the road where you're having trouble getting things all together, or maybe like there are shortcuts that we know about, using different internet tools for inviting people, like SD, Tolwyn, do you use the e-bites? Yeah. You've done it before, things like that. Some things that are like a little more obvious than just like the regular Facebook, but that are fun and innovative. I guess that's basically it. You could just Rachelia Black.
You've done a beautiful job here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I have nothing to present. I'm just telling you about the departures tomorrow, which is really important because we're about to depart tonight. Everybody is color-coded, just like last night, so that's how the departures are going to work. And we're going to, as soon as I finish, you can pack yourself up and start.